Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Instead of coming to visit the Youngs, the Trents sent their lawyer to offer Peggy money for giving up Carter. That was followed by Peggy's proud refusal to marry Carter under any conditions, and Pepper's red-headed flare of temper as he told Mr. Taylor exactly what he thought of the Trents.
You can go back and tell Mr. Trent that we're a surprising family. Tell him he's managed to call off my sister's marriage to Carter Trent without spending a cent, because she doesn't want to belong to a family that would stoop so low as to pull a thing like this. Tell him there isn't enough money in the world to make up for what he's done today. And tell him you did one swell job as his attorney. And I hope you charge him a big fat fee. My father's out of town. But he'd have told you just what I'm telling you, Mr. Taylor. That we're indebted to you and to Mr. Trent for saving Peggy from marrying into the Trent family.
Mrs. Young has gone upstairs to comfort Peggy and is waiting for the girl's paroxysms of grief to subside. Pepper, meanwhile, has gone to the kitchen where he's sampling the cake that Mrs. Young labored over in honor of the Trents. Biff comes in.
Hello, Pepper. How are you?
Gee, can I have some of that cake?
Well, you can have all you like. You can have everything in sight.
What do you know? Couldn't anybody else consume any of this feast?
Nope. It's just for us.
Well, what do you mean? I saw Mr. Trent come in.
Oh, that wasn't Mr. Trent. It was Mr. Trent's lawyer.
What was his lawyer doing here?
He came to make Peggy an offer to give up Carter.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. It's true. I almost threw him out. Mom stopped me.
Oh, gee, why didn't you call me, Pepper? I'd have helped. Well, who do the Trents think they are, anyhow? Well, I hope she marries Carter and goes back there and tells him what she thinks of him.
I don't know, Biff. A thing like that makes a girl like Peggy feel pretty bad.
Well, what does Carter say about it?
He doesn't say anything yet. He doesn't know about it. I guess Peggy will tell him tonight.
Boy, will he hit the ceiling.
Sure he will.
Has Peggy said what she's going to do?
She didn't say very much. She went upstairs, and Mum's gone up to talk to her, but I don't think she's in any state to do much talking for a while yet. Oh, gosh, I wish Dad had been here. I wish he'd had a chance to tell that lawyer what he thought of him.
Well, I bet you told him plenty.
I did. I told him the Trents might be surprised to hear that there were people in this world who weren't interested in their money. I told him we considered it a break to have him come here and show us how the Trents operate. That we felt like paying him for opening our eyes to what Peggy was getting into.
What did your mother say?
She was wonderful. She didn't lose her temper once. She just stood there and asked him to leave.
I bet he felt like a heel when he got through.
He was surprised, all right. I guess he thought we were going to grab for a check. And when I got off that big speech, the funniest look came into his face. As if all of a sudden he realized he was up against the kind of people he'd never been up against before.
I can't get over it. It doesn't sound as if it could happen. It just doesn't sound as if anybody could come here to Elmwood, to Mrs. Young, and talk like that.
I know.
I'd sure like to hear what Carter has to say when he finds out. I'd like to get his reaction.
We'll get it, all right. Don't worry. And it'll be some reaction.
Pepper may have sized up the situation correctly. Surely Carter will have a thing or two to say. We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Mrs. Young, going upstairs to comfort Peggy, found the girl still sobbing and let her have her cry out as the best way of releasing pent-up emotion. Now Peggy's sobs have begun to subside.
There, that's better, dear. Would it help you to talk it out a little, darling, or would you rather I left you alone?
Oh, no, please, Mama, I want to talk to you.
Darling, things like this sometimes happen. I'm sure that when Carter gets a chance to talk to his father about it, it'll all be straightened out.
Oh, Mama, you honestly don't think that, do you?
Well, yes, I do.
No, you don't. You know it can never be straightened out. You know something has happened that nothing can straighten out.
Now, I don't believe that for a moment. I think that Mr. Trent made a mistake, not knowing you. He thought you were just somebody they could bite off to leave their son alone.
Oh, but when that Mr. Taylor got here, when he saw the kind of a house we live in, and when he saw you and
you, dear.
Oh, no, not me. I looked awful. I know that now. But, Mama, even with my hair done up and those earrings on, I don't think I look like the kind of a person you could pay money to give up somebody, do you?
Why, of course you didn't. You look just like a little girl who's dressed up for a party. Peggy, you mustn't blame Carter for this. He doesn't know anything about it.
Oh, I'm not blaming him, Mama.
And he loves you, Peggy. He loves you with all his heart. You know that.
Yes, I know he does. And I love him. Oh, Mama, isn't it sad that loving someone as much as I love him and as much as he loves me, that it just won't work out?
Well, you can't say that now. You can't tell. As soon as Carter knows about this, he'll do something about it. He'll talk to his father and mother. He'll tell them how mistaken they are.
It's no use, Mama. I've been thinking. And somehow it's all very clear to me. I guess it's been clear from the very first. Guess I knew when I tried not to fall in love with Carter. When I found out how rich he was, that it would never come true. It's always been sort of like a beautiful dream that just couldn't happen. Not to my kind of person.
Oh, what nonsense. What do you mean by your kind of person? There never was a girl who'd make a man happier.
Oh, thanks, Mama. I think I would have made him happy, and I know he would have made me very happy. I can hardly think about it now, about giving him up, and yet somehow I've known all along that I'd have to.
But why, dear? Why do you come to any decision at all until you hear what Carter has to say?
Oh, I don't know, Mama, except when you come from a family like that, when it's such an important family and there's so much money there, you're just not like ordinary people. After all, he should marry somebody who's, well, from his own station in life.
Oh, Peggy, that's foolish, and you know it is.
I felt awful when I came upstairs. I felt as if I couldn't bear the thought of living without him, and I can't, Mama. I can't even now. I can't think about that part of it. But I can think about the way the Trents feel. I almost understand the way they feel, Mama. If I'd been brought up the way they have and lived the way they've lived, I might have done just what they did.
Oh, you know you wouldn't. It's outrageous and inexcusable. There's no reason to feel sympathetic with them at all.
Oh, but I do, Mama. They don't rub shoulders with people the way we do. They don't live in a little house in a little town and do their own housework. They don't live the nice, simple life we lead. The life I always want to lead, Mama. I think they must be so lonesome sometimes. Don't you think so?
Perhaps.
I guess money can do that to you. I mean, a great deal of it like that. It's as if you'd build a great big wall around you so high that you couldn't climb over it. You couldn't even see over it. You didn't even know what was going on the other side.
Well, yes, dear, I suppose great wealth is something like that.
And the people inside the wall of gold have to stay inside and be afraid of the people on the other side and mistrust them and hate them and not know what that they're just like they are. Mom, I wouldn't want to live inside that wall. Not even for Carter.
Well, maybe you're right, darling. Perhaps this was all meant to be. But I wouldn't set my mind too firmly until you've talked to him.
Oh, I don't even want to see him, Mama. Isn't it funny? I don't think I want to talk to him about it and argue and have him try to persuade me to think differently. I just know that I'm thinking right now. I know it. Although it's awfully hard to be sure.
But you will see him, Peggy.
I don't know yet, Mama. The way I feel now, I just don't dare. You see, when he comes near me, when he touches me, when he kisses me, I can't think. I want to be sure that I don't make a terrible mistake for his sake as well as mine.
Well, you'd make any man happy. I know that.
Well, I'd try awfully hard. And I probably would for a while. But after a while, when his father died and he got all that money, well, Carter would find himself inside those walls and I'd have to be there with him, and I don't like the thought of that, Mom. I don't think that's where my greatest happiness lies.
Peggy. Peggy, you've grown up.
Yes. Maybe I have, in a way. In some queer sort of a way. I think that for the first time, I do feel older inside of me.
and surer.
Oh, Mama, I sort of wish I wasn't.
Yes, Peggy is growing up. The new maturity in her eyes as she faces the biggest decision of her life sends a pang through Mrs. Young's heart. Now this message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow for Pepper Young's Family. Lee Stevens speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio.